Hashtag Red for Red Teachers Step Up 2020 Political Engagement in Florida. By Michael Patrick Leahy on January 13, 2020. The hashtag Red for Red Teachers movement continued to step up its 2020 political engagement with a rally Monday afternoon in Tallahassee, the capital of the battleground state of Florida. Though it was an official school day for public schools in Florida, a crowd of several thousand teachers and supporters, most wearing the movement's trademark red t-shirts, rallied to take on Tallahassee, where they highlighted their demands for more pay and more school funding to the Florida State Legislature, which returns to session on Tuesday. "Today we are demanding a decade of progress. A decade of progress that will ensure student programs like band, art, drama, and science labs are fully funded. Where libraries have books and fully funded librarians, where public schools have counselors and nurses." pic.twitter.com/tbg8v20lgf. Florida Education Association, at Florida EA, January 13, 2020. Florida is the second battleground state in the first 2 weeks of 2020 where hashtag Red for Red teachers are engaging politically to impact the outcome of the presidential election, ostensibly under the guise of improving public education. Donald Trump narrowly defeated Hillary Clinton in Florida in 2016, and the state's 29 electoral college votes are considered critical for his re-election in 2020. Last week in Minnesota, the hashtag Red for Red Teachers movement confirmed it is a purely political movement designed to help elect Democrats and stop the re-election of President Donald Trump in 2020. The teachers union in the key battleground state of Minnesota announced it will hold a three-day summit beginning on January 31 to train teachers how to harness their collective power to defeat Trumpism in 2020 and win a public education system in 2021 that can prevent Trumpism for the next generation, Breitbart News reported. Breitbart News reported on the national political objectives of the hashtag Red for Red movement in February. "A well-funded and subversive leftist movement of teachers in the United States threatens to tilt the political balance nationwide in the direction of Democrats across the country as Republicans barely hang on in key states that they need to hold for President Donald Trump to win re-election and for Republicans to have a shot at retaking the House and holding on to their Senate majority. This teachers' union effort, called hashtag Red for Red, has its roots in the very same socialism that President Trump vowed in his 2019 State of the Union address to stop. And it began in its current form in early 2018 in a far-flung corner of the country before spreading nationally. Its stated goals, higher teacher pay and better education conditions, are overshadowed by a more malevolent political agenda, a leftist Democrat uprising designed to flip purple or red states to blue, using the might of a significant part of the education system as its lever." The Florida Education Association, FEA, which describes itself as the state's largest association of professional employees, with more than 140,000 members, affiliated nationally with the American Federation of Teachers, AFT, the National Education Association, NEA, and the National AFL-CIO, sponsored Monday's rally in Tallahassee. On Monday, the FEA bused thousands of teachers, parents and public education supporters to Tallahassee for a Take on Tallahassee march on the Capitol while a state Senate Education Committee discusses how to boost pay for classroom instructors. This school bus was filled Monday morning with Tallahassee-bound members of the Highland County Education Association. "Almost there. Hashtag funder futureful number for every student. Hash Redford hash we're a note going to Kate anymore. pic.twitter.com/gdoskerft. Highlands County Education Association, at County Highlands, January 13, 2020. In contrast to Education Minnesota's recent announcements, the FEA did not use the hashtag Red for Red tag in any of its public announcements about the Take It to Tallahassee rally. FEA also attempted to portray the rally as purely nonpartisan and has focused its policy demands on one key objective: more funding for public schools. Florida's parents, educators and community supporters will carry their message straight to lawmakers' doorstep, rallying in front of the old Capitol to demand improved funding for students and schools, fair pay for all education employees, and an end to the misguided policies that have led to the overtesting of students and the loss of local control in our districts. However, the enthusiastic support for the rally, using the hashtag Red for Red tag, by social justice Democrats like Jen Perlman, who is challenging Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz, DFL 23, in the 2020 Democratic primary, belies the attempts by the FAA to downplay the partisan nature of the rally. 20 KFL teachers will rally in Tally today against more budget cuts. In our right-to-work state, several districts are threatening suspensions and expulsions if teachers participate. Please join me and stand with teachers today and always. Hashtag Red for Ed, hashtag Gen2020. Jen Perelman for Congress, at Genfil 23, January 13, 2020. Matt Sorensen, a registered Democrat and mayor of Hawthorne, Florida, described why he was attending the rally, which he clearly described in this tweet as a hashtag Red for Ed event. I'm a parent before I'm a mayor. I got on the bus today because our kids need a voice. Our teachers need our support, and our communities need our schools. Hashtag Red for Ed hash rally in Tally pic.twitter.com/AussieJoxp. Mayor Matt Sorensen, at Matt Sorensen, January 13, 2020. And the FAA framed its demands for more money as a battle between good students and teachers in the shameful state legislature in which Republicans control both houses. The governor, Ron DeSantis, is also a Republican. How do Florida's educators feel about the poor treatment students have received from their state legislators? It's shameful. Hashtag funderfutureflpic.twitter.com/5andper5oig. Florida Education Association, at Florida EA, January 13, 2020. The speakers for the event, according to the Florida Education Association website, included local and state teachers' union officials and several national figures, such as Lily S. Kelson Garcia, president of National Education Association, NEA, Randy Weingarten, president of American Federation of Teachers, AFT, Reverend Al Sharpton, founder and president of National Action Network, Jesse Sharkey, president of Chicago Teachers Union, and Michael Mulgrew, president of New York City's United Federation of Teachers. However, despite attempts by the FAA to portray the ticket to Tallahassee as nonpartisan, the selection of featured speakers makes it perfectly clear that the underlying message is political opposition to Donald Trump and Republicans in 2020. Both the NEA's S. Galen Garcia and AFT's Weingarten were early supporters of the Democrats' impeachment inquiry in the House of Representatives. Legislators can't ignore this. They are not dealing with a day, they are dealing with a movement, the NEA's S. Galen Garcia told the crowd. Legislators can't ignore this. They are not dealing with a day, they are dealing with a movement. At Lily underscore NEA to the thousands gathered to demand lawmakers hashtag fund our future flpic.twitter.com IQ2WCH35A6. Florida Education Association, at Florida EA, January 13, 2020. This is a what side are you on moment. It's time to make public schools the schools our students deserve, the AFT's Weingarten added. At Weingarten tells the crowd, this is a what side are you on moment. It's time to make public schools the schools our students deserve. pic.twitter.com/tzguirm1j. Florida Education Association, at Florida EA, January 13, 2020. Democratic presidential candidate Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, cheered on the teachers attending the rally in this tweet. Florida teachers are rallying for fair pay and better funding for schools, and they won't be intimidated or undermined. I stand with the teachers, and I'll fight so that teachers get the fair pay and well-funded schools they need and deserve. Elizabeth Warren, Addie Warren, January 12, 2020. The sparse use of the hashtag RedForEd tag by the FAA, combined with its immediate focus on state-specific educational funding issues at Monday's rally in Tallahassee, suggests that leaders of the teachers' union in at least one state are beginning to believe that the movement's highly partisan nature may be alienating a significant portion of the voting population.